You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. A state audit has found that Louisiana's Labor Department sent more than $405 million in state and federal unemployment insurance benefits to people who don't appear to have been eligible for them. The audit estimates the money was paid out from January of last year through September. It's a time when claims skyrocketed because of the pandemic and total payments leapt to more than $6.8 billion in a few months. The Louisiana Workforce Commission doesn't dispute the report's findings and says the growth in applicants and legislative action giving employers more time to submit wage reports affected efforts to verify the accuracy of applicants' self-reported income. People in 23 Louisiana parishes severely impacted by February's winter storms will be able to apply for disaster food stamps. The Louisiana State Social Services Department says the Disaster Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Food Stamp Program provides aid to households that don't regularly receive benefits but who need help buying groceries because of lost income in a disaster. More information is available online from the Louisiana Department of Children and Family Services website. Go to dcfs.louisiana.gov. Bills aimed at restricting access to abortions in Texas are moving quickly through the state legislature. Several bills were passed by the state Senate last week, and a Texas House committee is expected to consider more this week. Deanna Limon Mercado with Planned Parenthood Texas Votes says there are almost 50 bills filed this year that would limit abortion rights in the state. One bill, known as the trigger ban, would outlaw the procedure in Texas if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court. Limon Mercado says this is part of a long history of Texas lawmakers making it harder for women to receive this legal procedure.
You know, I think what makes this session particularly egregious is that they're continuing this line of attack even as Texans are suffering through so many crises, right? Like the public health and the financial and economic crisis.
Other bills limit abortions according to a woman's reason for seeking the procedure. There are also proposed restrictions for medication abortions, which are abortions administered through pills. Arkansas's governor has vetoed legislation that would have made the state the first to ban gender-confirming treatments for transgender youth. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson on Monday rejected the measure that would have prohibited doctors from providing gender-confirming hormone treatment or surgery to minors or from referring them to other providers for treatment.
If House Bill 1570 becomes law, then we are creating new standards of legislative interference with physicians and parents as they deal with some of the most complex and sensitive matters involving young people.
Hutchinson's move followed pleas from pediatricians, social workers, and the parents of trans youth. Proponents of the bill say it's all about protecting vulnerable children from surgical and chemical sex change procedures who do not have a medically verifiable sex development disorder. Hutchinson's veto could be overturned by a simple legislative majority. This is Red River Radio.